This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. This is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Finally,
I have so many questions.
Finally, some positive news. Something to talk about. Taylor Swift, once again, has united us all. Last night was the launch of the New Heights podcast that she was featured on. So that was 7 o'clock last night. And then the information after that started trickling out. So here's what we know. Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will drop on October 3rd. So she's sitting there with Travis next to her. They're doing the podcast. And then Jason is wherever he is doing the podcast remotely. And Taylor Swift pulls out the album, like the official album cover. Have you seen it?
I have. I love it.
It's Taylor Swift. I think she's wearing like a showgirl.
It's very like vintage showgirly.
And is she in the bathtub?
I don't know what she's in, but it's definitely a vibe.
Anyway, Taylor is trying to describe the cover as she gets into everything about the album.
My day ends with me in a bathtub, not usually in a bedazzled dress.
Sure. Well, it's got to be. It's on the front of an
we
album.
Try
it's
to keep
be dressed
it decent,
up.
You know?
Yeah.
I wanted to sort of like glamorize all the different aspects of how that tour felt.
Taylor said she created this album on the Eras Tour. How is that possible?
Oh my God, that woman just does not stop.
I would be playing shows. I'd do like 3 shows in a row. I'd have 3 days off. I'd fly to Sweden, go back to the tour, and actually like working on this. I was physically exhausted at this point in the tour, but I was so mentally stimulated and so excited to be creating.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is...
And literally living the life of a showgirl.
I thought that the Eras Tour was pretty much a grind, city to city, although sometimes she would stay in multiple cities to do multiple shows. But the fact that she is in between shows, flying to different countries...
That's insane.
It really is.
That is crazy. Like, yeah, she did over 100 shows of the Eras Tour. It felt like it went on forever because it did. And she was the one behind it. So the fact that she was working on an album behind the scenes is nuts.
Taylor talks about what this album is all about.
This album is about what was going on behind the scenes in my inner life during this tour, which was so exuberant and electric and vibrant.
She says there's going to be 12 songs on the album.
there's no other songs coming. It's not like, with Torture Poets Department, I was like, here's a data dump of everything I've thought, felt, two or 3 years. Here's 31 songs. This is 12. There's not 12. A 13th. There's not a 4th. There's not other ones coming. This is the record I've been wanting to make for a very long time.
Yeah, we get it. I mean, you were on the Eras tour. 12 songs. I'm surprised we got 3 songs.
I know. Oh my gosh. She truly is a testament to, like, sometimes when you're a creative person, you just got to get it out, I guess. No matter how tired you are, no matter how much you got going on.
This is Taylor talking more about why she put together a focused 12-song album.
I wanted to do an album that was so focused on quality and on the theme and everything fitting together like a perfect puzzle that these 12 songs from my 12th album, I feel like we achieved that.
She also had a special announcement at the end about a special guest who's going to be on the album.
Oh,
can you do drum roll? Last track, track 12, the title track, The Life of a Showgirl, featuring Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter!
There it is.
The Swifties were right about that one.
They were. They're right about a lot of things.
So there were some emails going around last night within our company, and I believe that because we were speculating, like, okay, you've announced the album, Taylor, when are you going to drop that first song? Because it's not uncommon for artists to drop songs and then announce albums. I guess Taylor is not going to announce, or excuse me, is not going to drop any songs until the album comes out October 3rd.
She's going to make us wait for it.
I need to reread those emails, but I don't think that they announced what song it's going to be.
I don't think so either. Honestly, once I saw that, like, we're not getting any music, I closed the email and was like, oh, okay, whatever.
I don't know if it's going to be the Sabrina Carpenter song on October 3rd.
I'm not sure. I mean, we'll have the whole album on October 3rd, so it really will just be a question of which song will we be playing first.
Exactly. All right, well, that's all I know about the album. I mean, there's so much more to get to. Taylor talked about getting her master's back, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the whole reason she recorded her own versions of songs, because she didn't own her master's. And then she got him back just a few months ago. She talked about that. She went in depth a little bit on how she first met Travis and started dating Travis.
So
we can get into that all throughout the show today. Thank you so much for being here. It's the Q Morning Show. Renee is in Beechwood. She wants to share a good vibe. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Please go ahead. We want to hear your good vibe.
Okay. All right. I'm really excited. And it's kind of dorky, but I have a big tree in the front yard, lots of shade. Mm-hmm. And over the past weekend, my husband and I put a little free library out there and a bench in the shade, so you can come by and get a book and sit down and read under the tree. Isn't that awesome? I feel like I'm making the world a better place.
You
am
are.
I not? Tell
you,
me I am.
Literally, you are. I love those little free libraries. I've looked at getting one for my house, too.
It's so exciting. If it works on at least just one person reads, I'm happy. And now they have a bench. They can sit there, and it's really pretty.
The coolest thing ever, because my mother-in-law actually has one of those little free libraries outside of her house.
Uh-huh.
The coolest thing, though, is seeing strangers come up and get their books. Like, it's so fun. You're going to see people that you don't know, and it's going to be, like, the best feeling.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm very excited about this. I've been working on this for, like, 2 years. Come on.
How many books do you have in your free library right now?
I have 2 dozen.
2 dozen in there. That's a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with those libraries, they don't necessarily have to sit in your chair under the tree. They can just, you know, take it home with them and come back at some later date. Yeah. Goodness. All right.
Yeah.
It's a free library.
They can take a book and never come back. They can drop off a book that they don't want to keep in their library. Whatever.
There's no rules.
No rules with the free little libraries.
Just read. That's the rule. Read more. Reading is good.
So if you're in Beechwood and you're walking around, you see a big tree, look for the little free library there. That's Renee's.
And the bench.
And welcome all.
Thank you, Renee, for sharing that good vibe.
Yeah.
It's Q104. Yeah, the Swifties called it. I don't know how they figured it out. But
I do. Every Swiftie belongs in the FBI. Straight up.
This was the announcement last night on the podcast from Taylor Swift. Will there be a special guest on her album?
Can you do drum roll? last track, track 12, the title track, The Life of a Showgirl, featuring Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter!
So we know that the album will drop October 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't know is what that first song will be. Will it be The Life of a Showgirl? Will that be the first song with Sabrina Carpenter? You would think so, but who knows? I'm not privy to those conversations.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be so honest with you guys, let you behind the curtain a little bit. We know only what you know. We've gotten no clips. We've gotten no, because people know that I can't keep my mouth shut. I can't keep a secret.
No, and we are a part of like an email chain from 13 Management, which is Taylor's management company.
Yeah, essentially, like once I saw that we weren't getting any songs or any clips until the album dropped, I was like, all right, email closed. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, so we're waiting until October 3rd. Taylor revealed last night some intimate details about her relationship with Travis.
Ooh.
She talked about how she met Travis and how he used some big gestures to try to get her attention.
This kind of felt more like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie and he was just like standing outside of my window with a boombox, just being like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on a date with me? I made you a friendship bracelet. Do you want to date me?
Just come outside and meet me. Just meet me once.
That's exactly how it happened, right? He had those friendship bracelets and he tried to give it to security.
Yeah. Like, that's exactly how I imagined it happening. I just figured that it probably was smoother and more romantic, but no. No, it was literally that.
This is Taylor talking about what she was thinking about as Travis is pursuing her, courting her, trying to get her attention.
So I was like, if this guy isn't crazy, which is a big if, this is sort of what I've been writing songs about wanting to happen to me since I was a teenager.
Yeah. And I was sitting there at the Eras Tour listening to every single one of those songs like I know what she wants me to do.
Taylor's like, this is the most romantic thing I've waited my whole life for. And Travis is just like, hey, baby, now we got bad blood. Take my bracelet. Like, oh, I love them together.
So the New Heights podcast, it's on demand. So you can, if you didn't watch it last night, you can watch it at your leisure. And yeah, everything that we know, we are sharing with you this morning on the Q Morning Show. We also have Hash It Out on the way. And we're going to be joined by a couple that have already gone through the courtship process and then the wedding process because they are married. They recently went on vacation and came home and they are just blown away by what they witnessed when they walked into their house. They're going to hash it out on our show coming up next on the Q Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You've got Q104. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. We are ready to hash it out this morning. We're going to bring in Carly and Brandon. Now, they are married. Whenever we hash it out on this show, I mean, just because I'm married and I've been married for almost 18 years, these are the ones that I relate to the most. Mm. Now, I'm fascinated by all of the arguments that we have on this show every Thursday morning. But, I mean, for me, this is the married couples. It's kind of like I compare my marriage mm-hmm. to their marriage.
You just feel seen.
Have I ever gone through this before? Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
So Brandon's here as well, and we're going to hear from him in a second. But Carly, you go first. Tell us what's going on between you and Brandon.
Yeah, so my husband, and I mean, I get it. It's a little bit of an awkward situation, but something happened, and I just feel like he needs to speak up and address it with his parents.
Oh. All right. So what happened?
Yeah. Well, last week we went on vacation with our family, and his parents house sat for us. We have two dogs. And so obviously super grateful for that. Like, it's a whole thing to try to yeah. coordinate that.
Oh yeah. Bill knows about all that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So obviously, like, I'm good with that. However, when we came home, something was not like it used to be.
Something was not how it used
like
to be.
In the house, or what do you mean?
Yeah, in the house. Yep. So his parents rearranged almost all of our furniture.
They rearranged it?
What?
Like, they moved the couch and the chairs and stuff like that?
Yeah, like the living room, like the couches were in different directions, like not even facing each other. They changed the dining room, like the way the table was, like you could barely like fit. I don't know. It's hard to explain everything they did, but I mean, you can see the TV like in the family room. The whole thing was just, it was a mess.
What?
That is bizarre.
That's bold. Like, I hope that there is a good reason. Was there a reason? Like, were they just doing it for fun or?
Well, when you got home from vacation and you walked in the house, were they still there? Do you be like, what in the world happened here? Did you say that?
No, they were not there. I think I would not have been able to control how I responded to them if they were still there. But they had left in the morning and then we got there in the afternoon.
So oh, okay.
I've not seen them yet. Yeah.
So that's why you want your husband, Brandon. That's why you want Brandon to say something, because something needs to be said.
Yeah, this is not normal.
This is not normal. And it's his parents, yeah. So I'm with you at least right now. I think
exactly.
He's the one that's got to say something about it. That's weird.
Yes, very weird.
All right, let's bring in Brandon. Brandon, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Brandon, why have you not said something to your parents about this?
I get why my wife's frustrated. I really do. But I don't think we need to say anything, because I put the furniture back the way it was for the most part. And there's no reason to start any drama with my parents over it.
Brandon, like, this is like a typical thing that your mom does, you know, where she's like getting into our business. Like, she does not belong in this business. Like, it's our house. Like, this is such a passive aggressive move. And obviously she doesn't like how we decorate our house, and she's trying. I mean, this is not normal. It's not okay.
Like, you don't know it was my mom. You know, it could have been my dad. You know, he gets like bored and like likes to do projects.
That's the defense.
That's even worse. That's even worse. I think like we need to talk to both of them then. Obviously.
I mean, they were nice enough to stay at our house, right? It saved us a ton of money on boarding the dogs. You know, it's a peace of mind knowing somebody's there. Let it go. We can let it go. It's silly. It's a silly thing that happened. Everything's back to normal now. Like, why?
Right, but like,
it's in the past.
That's what I'm saying. It's not normal that she did this. And like, this is our personal space. And it's a boundaries issue. I feel like we need to tell them it's not okay.
All right.
Yeah.
216-474-0104. This is bizarre.
This is super weird.
Alyssa, would you say something though to the parents?
Yeah, but I honestly, I don't even think that I would be like upset. I would just be so flat out confused that I'd be like, what's going on?
I think Brandon kind of pulled me over to his side. I don't think I would say anything either. I don't think I would say anything.
Oh, Bill.
I think I would just put everything back the best I could.
You're telling me right now that if you and Paula go away for a weekend, whatever, if your mom came over and rearranged your home, you really think that your wife is going to let you slide by without saying a word?
Oh, she would let me hear about it, but I don't think she would confront my mom. And I think
she'd make you confront your mom.
I think she would want me to. I don't know if I would.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like to avoid confrontation. Brandon, you sound a lot like me. You like to avoid confrontation whenever you can, right?
Yeah, particularly with my parents. And if they, you know, they're doing something nice, we're not paying them. They're taking like so much of their time to do this. So like, whatever, it's back to normal.
216-474-0104. Do you agree with Alyssa? Do you agree with me and Brandon?
Nobody's going to agree with you.
Should Brandon confront his parents about rearranging the furniture in the house? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Throwback Thursday. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're in the middle of Hash It Out. We spoke to Carly and Brandon this morning, who were on vacation last week. They came home because Brandon's parents were house sitting for them last week. They came home to a house that was completely redesigned, reconfigured.
Like the furniture was in all different spots.
Yes, retrofitted for some reason.
By his parents, apparently.
And Carly's all upset about it, and she wants Brandon to get in touch with his mom and say, what were you thinking? Why would you rearrange our furniture?
Did you see this text? Because this is like spot on of how I'm feeling. It says, I'd be confused and concerned about their health. Like, are his parents mentally okay? Because why are they doing that? I would feel the same. I'd be like, are you guys good?
So that's on the text. We'll read some text here in a second, because Alyssa said no one is going to agree with me, but I don't think that's true. Because I say just let it go. Put the house back together. Be grateful that your parents watched the house for a week and you didn't have to board the dogs. Janae in Mayfield Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you agree with me here? Don't say anything to the parents.
I do agree. It's clear that the husband seems like he really does not like confrontation, and unless it's absolutely necessary. And so if I was her, I would just kind of respect that boundary. They did do them a favor by doing the house sitting for free, and ultimately you don't have to use them again. It won't be an issue again.
That's what I'm wondering is, like, do you use them again? Do you just, like, bolt everything to the floor, or do you just expect to come home to a feng shuied house?
Are you saving money by not having to board the dogs? Because that's expensive.
You are.
I think it costs, like, $70 a night or something like that to board
it's
Myrtle.
It's expensive.
Vanessa is door dashing in Akron. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out?
Well, I think, it is nice that they watch their house and that's one thing. But I think they're probably a little bit older, the parents. And
yes, but
I
not so that old that they can't move furniture.
Apparently.
Well, no, of course not, because, I mean, they got that young energy, right? Like, my mom is crazy, and she's almost 75 years old, and she is like, go, go, go. Anyway, I think that if you try to talk to them about it, like, just talk to them about it, then they're not going to be very receptive, and it's just going to end up offending them.
That's a great
hurting
point.
Hurting their feelings.
In fact, I bet if Brandon calls his mom would say, if he brings up the furniture, she'll say, you're welcome.
Like, how would you offend his parents? How would you offend them? They changed around the furniture in their house.
I think that if they came over and were to question, like, oh, you didn't like what we did, or you moved everything around, I mean, then it's an opportune time to be like, yeah, not really, and we're kind of concerned about why you felt it was okay, but we're gonna give you some grace, mom and dad. I mean, that's it. They're old. They deserve their tenure.
Oh, you guys are a lot nicer and more respectful than me. I would just straight up be so confused. I wouldn't be able to hold it back. I would just be like, what? Why?
But you have that relationship with your mom, too.
I mean,
like, you guys share everything.
We do, but I feel like even if we didn't, that would make it worse. I'd be like, what is going on? Like, we just got another text. I would have thought I was being punked. Yeah. I'd be like, where's the cameras? Like, what's going on?
Someone texted in, Brandon needs to grow a pair, stop being scared of his mommy, and support his wife.
Yeah, I'm with that text.
All right. So we have all kinds of different opinions coming in. If you want to share yours, 216-474-0104. Hash it out on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. I think we are ready.
Oh, I hope so.
Linda in Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel this morning?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
Let's see if you can take down Alyssa. I have your five questions in just a second. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Linda, here we go. Question one. Name the Cleveland Brown who got caught speeding last week going 100 miles per hour on I-71.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
You didn't see that in the news?
I didn't.
All right. Question two. Their current tour is called I'm the Problem.
Oh, my God. I'm going to totally suck today. I have no idea.
All right. Question three. Let's see how you do with this one. His birthday is today. The trailer for season 5 of Only Murders in the Building just dropped. Who is this? It's an audio clue.
You know, I've played this scene 100 times on my show. Especially season 9 when the budget got cut and we could only afford to shoot in interrogation rooms. So I know your tricks. Hi, Charles Hayden Savage.
Who is that, Linda?
Oh my God. I have no idea. I know the voice. I just can't.
You have no idea who that is?
No.
Okay.
Oh, we're going 0 for 0, I bet.
Let's see how you do on these last two. If you are being affected by plantar fasciitis, where on your body are you affected?
Oh, your heel, your foot.
Final question. What is the longest river in the United States?
Mississippi.
All right, Linda, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
You know, I listen to this and I scream at the radio.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're like, how can they get that question wrong?
You know, it's different when you're on the other line because then you get really nervous.
We've been told that before. Alyssa, meet Linda and Lorraine.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, she sounds lovely.
Linda had a very interesting round.
Definitely.
So I'm not going to tell you how she did. Well, I'll tell you at the end. Let's just jump in with your five questions, Alyssa. Name the Cleveland Brown who got caught speeding last week going 100 miles per hour on I-71.
Was that Deshaun Watson?
We just talked about this on the show.
I don't know, man.
Miles Garrett.
We just talked
about it.
I'm not a Browns person. I'm not a football person.
That's fine. We'll move on. Question two. Their current tour is called I'm the Problem.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen's correct. I guess Linda is not going to that show this weekend.
No.
Question three. His birthday is today. The trailer for season 5 of Only Murders in the Building just dropped. Who is this? It's an audio clue today.
You know, I've played this scene 100 times on my show, especially season 9 when the budget got cut and we could only afford to shoot in interrogation rooms. So I know your tricks. Hi, Charles Hayden Savage.
That would be Steve Martin.
That is Steve Martin.
Oh my God.
You ever heard of Steve Martin, Linda?
Yes, I'm old enough to know who he is.
Question 4. If you are being affected by plantar fasciitis, where on your body are you affected?
I'm going to guess your foot.
That's correct. Final question. What is the longest river in the United States?
The Mississippi?
It is not.
No?
It's the Missouri River.
Oh.
That was a trick question.
It is? Like, how is that a trick question?
I don't know.
It's more so a trick question. Our own country set us up to fail on that one, Linda. Missouri,
I absolutely agree.
Mississippi. Why do they have to be so similar?
So I believe that Alyssa got 3 of those correct. Unfortunately, Linda only had 1 today.
Woo-hoo!
However, I think she's one of my favorite contestants that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Linda's very nice.
Honestly, you know what, Linda? I love that you're stoked on even just the one.
Oh, I was so excited to be here.
Linda, we have some prizes for you. Just hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you. My name is Linda. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104, thank you.
It's Q104. Good to have you here with us this morning, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So if you were not on YouTube last night watching the New Heights podcast or listening to it on your phone or whatever, these are what I think the biggest takeaways from Taylor Swift as the guest on her boyfriend Travis's podcast last night. She announced, the biggest thing that she announced was the life of her showgirl, her 12th album, will drop on October 3rd.
Whoo!
And she wrote this album. She recorded this album during the Eras Tour, which makes no sense to any of us.
I would be playing shows. I'd do like 3 shows in a row. I'd have 3 days off. I'd fly to Sweden, go back to the tour. And actually, like, working on this, I was physically exhausted at this point in the tour, but I was so mentally stimulated and so excited to be creating.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is...
And literally living the life of a showgirl.
The grind of being on tour for the Eras Tour, as long as it went on, city to city, multiple shows, and then on her days off, would fly overseas to record an album.
She had to be just running on adrenaline at that point. Like, I just imagine that she probably had so much content, like, just culminating in her head that she was like, I've just got to put pen to paper. I've got to get in a studio.
There was a big announcement that she saved until the end.
Can you do drum roll? Last track, track 12, the title track, The Life of a Showgirl, featuring Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter!
Will that be the first song? We have no idea.
I like that they cheered like somebody scored a touchdown. Like, I do really enjoy that. Also, I don't think that you've played this clip yet. Do you have the clip of her talking about what people in sports really want to see?
No.
Oh.
Why would you set me up for that? I don't have that.
Sorry. She made a really funny joke that she was like, because I know that men who like football really want to see more of my face. So that's why I'm here, like on the podcast. Don't look at me like that.
What?
He's looking at me so angry that I didn't tell him about this clip until we're literally on the air. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. I do have what I thought was interesting when Taylor was talking about, because she didn't just talk about the album on the podcast. She talked about one of the biggest stories, getting her master's back.
Mm.
That happened in May of this past year. So if you don't know what that's all about, when Taylor was 15 years old, she signed her contract, but there was nothing stipulated in the contract because she really didn't have the leverage when she's 15 years old to own her content.
Mm-hmm.
And so when her contract was up with Big Machine Records in 2018, she wanted her masters. Big Machine said no. Taylor left and went to Republic Records. Big Machine sold the masters to Scooter Braun, and then he sold it to some company. Anyway, she got her masters back in May of this past year, and she talked about why exactly she wanted full control of her content.
I want it because this is my handwritten diary entries from my whole life. These are the songs I wrote about every phase of my life. This is my photography, my music videos, my most of which I funded.
Yeah.
You know, my artwork, everything that I've ever done is in this catalog.
And this was her reaction in May of this year when she found out that she would have full possession of her masters.
She was like, you got your music. And I just like very dramatically hit the floor for real. Like honestly just started
been a long time coming.
Bawling my eyes out. And I'm just like, just weeping.
There you go. But again, the album, The Life of a Showgirl.
The 12th album from Taylor Swift.
October 3rd.
If you were wondering, hold on, not done yet. 50 days until that happens.
Oh, okay. Is there another countdown on her clock?
Not yet, but I'm sure there will be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
See you soon.
Yeah! Throwback Thursday. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So I got to tiptoe around this story a little bit because I promised the person that I would not identify them or say their name because they work here.
Oh, it's a coworker.
Yeah, but it's something that happened in a meeting yesterday where we're sitting there and their phone, I'm sitting right directly next to this person and their phone is on the table right next to me. and they did not turn their phone off during the meeting. So their phone rang in the meeting.
Oh.
And the phone is right in front of me. So it immediately I hear the sound and I look at the phone and the phone screen says, do not answer. And afterwards, after the meeting, I said, did you get a spam call during the meeting there? And they're like, oh, no, that wasn't a spam call.
I was going to say, spam calls usually just say potential spam.
Yeah, she typed in do not answer herself.
So this was like a contact.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was their ex.
Oh, okay.
So their ex is still in their phone under do not answer.
Just under, yeah. No name. Just all it says is do not answer. I guess that's one way to make sure that you don't.
So I was thinking about it. Why do you still have your ex's number in your phone? Like, why not just delete it? Now, I'm going to take one.
Ooh, I want to look and see if I have any. Let me check.
I'm going to take one reason off the table. If you have kids together. If you have kids, then
okay,
absolutely.
Okay, then that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. That completely makes sense.
You're excluded from this.
I'm but saying if you don't have kids together and you still have your ex's number.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why not just delete the number? Because even if you change your ex's number to do not answer, you still know who it is
yeah,
when they call.
Yeah, you still know. It's that.
Unless you have like seven of them in there, like seven ex.
Then it's just like ex roulette of like which one of them is calling.
How many exes are still calling?
Who's to say? I just checked. I actually don't have any. I don't have any of my exes in here. I just like did a quick search. I'm looking now for like even just like flings from like Hinge. Yeah, I don't even have those in here. They're gone.
How are you searching them? Just by first name?
Yeah, I'm just searching by first name, and I don't got anybody in here. Honestly, that's kind of surprising. I thought maybe one of them would slip through the cracks, but I must be really diligent with deleting people.
Yeah, and for me, obviously, it's not a factor. I've been married for 18 years. I've been with Paula for over 20 years.
I mean, you weren't even texting when you were dating the last time.
I don't think we had phones.
No.
I don't know how we were getting. We had landlines. That's how we were getting in touch with each other.
You probably have a little black address book somewhere with a bunch of phone numbers.
I never had that. 216-474-0104. Why do you have your ex's number in your phone? That's next. It's Q104. Morgan Wallen. Here tomorrow night.
I can't believe it's happening already. It felt so far away when we announced this show.
Two shows this weekend. Have fun if you're going. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. You're on Q104. Toby in Lakewood. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I love you guys.
Thanks, Toby. So tell us, why do you still have your ex's number in your phone?
Man, it's embarrassing, but I'm still kind of hoping that she might call me back and like take me back one day.
Oh, Toby,
I'm gonna hold your hand when I say this. Well, first, no, let me ask, when did you break up? How fresh is this?
Like back in April, but it's the second time that we've broken up. Like she dumped me, I think maybe a couple summers ago. And so like I keep her number because maybe if I hold it, you know, maybe if I hold out hope, maybe she'll change her mind again. You know?
She dumped you two summers ago, and then did she dump you again this time, or was it more of a mutual decision?
It was her. She broke up with me.
All right, Toby, we got to get you back out there. That's
what do you mean?
That's what I'm taking away from this.
You want him to start dating other people?
Yeah. Have you been doing that, Toby? Have we been trying to put ourselves back out there and see if there's other fish in the sea?
No. If I'm being honest, I haven't even really given it like a chance.
Okay.
I want to be with her so bad.
Oh, Toby.
I'm going to give you the tough love you need, Toby. This girl does not deserve you. No.
Wait a minute. How do you know she doesn't deserve him?
I don't. But you know what? I just think that this is what Toby needs to hear right now. I don't think that number needs to be there anymore. Do you reach out to her? Like,
oh yeah, Toby, do you do that? Like, you don't text her and say like, I miss you or anything like that, do you?
I mean, okay, I did the first time that we broke up, you know, but not this time. I kind of feel like if I just give her, you know, her space, leave her alone, that maybe she'll miss me and then she'll actually want to reach out to me, you know?
Yeah. See, that's gonna, keeping that number, it's too tempting, Toby. You just gotta purge it from your phone.
Aw, Toby.
I know.
I don't agree with Alyssa on this. I don't. The iPhone, I'm assuming you have an iPhone. I shouldn't assume, but I'm going to assume you do. So in my contact list, I've got so many contacts in here. There are people in here, I have no idea who they are. Barry Freeman. Who is that? I don't know.
Yeah, that's wild. I go through my contacts like once every 6 months, and I delete the people that I met in a bar bathroom that I won't ever need their number again.
Yeah. Beth Freeman. Is she related to Barry?
Who knows?
I don't know. In parentheses, I have Al Roker next to Beth Freeman. I don't even know what that means. Okay?
I have questions.
Here's my point. Here's my point, Toby. Who cares if he keeps her number in his phone? Because if she does ever call back again or text him, she did it 2 years ago. She came back 2 years
ago. Cut off the
lifeline! Hey, just keep it in your phone and forget about it. She might come back to him.
Toby, we got to get you back on the apps.
I didn't even meet her on the apps. And I'm not really that good at dating. I don't really get enough.
Aww.
I don't get a lot of attention.
Toby.
So I kind of am like, I know maybe I'm being a weirdo, but I really want to give this every shot I can to make it work.
I don't even know why I'm so concerned about him deleting the number. Toby, you probably have it memorized at this point. Does it even matter?
So if it comes in, he'll just recognize it?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think Alyssa's making too much of this, Toby. Just keep her name in your phone. So if she ever does text or call you someday, you know it's her calling. But just forget it. Try to forget about her and move on. Because once you live your life and you forget about her, then she might come crawling back. And at that point, you can decide, do you want to go back with her for a third time, or have you already moved on with your life?
We are such different types of friends, you and I, Bill.
I don't know. If anyone has different advice for Toby, that's fine. We can continue the discussion. 216-474-0104. Aw, Toby.
No! Toby, delete the number!
Benson Boone, mystical, magical, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. This weekend's going to be so busy, not just with Morgan Wallen at Huntington Bank Field. Guardians are in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Little Italy, the feast is going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to go to the feast last year. Ended up not going. It was a whole thing. But I am going for the first time this year.
Are you really?
I am.
Let's talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I have thoughts on the feast.
I'm trying to talk Bryce into it. He is not excited.
It's a lot of people.
It's not that. It's that all of a sudden he's like, I don't really like pasta. And I'm like, since when? We eat pasta literally all the time. And he's like, well, it's pasta that I make. And I'm like, so?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I'm learning new things about my husband that he doesn't like pasta if it's not his own. So, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, so I think the feast, it begins today. They'll have mass this morning. And then the procession, I think, follows mass at 10 a.m. And then I think it all gets going after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, all weekend. All right, coming up, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks are coming to Rocket Arena. Not this weekend. It's a little down the road.
It's going to be September 6th.
We've got a chance for you to win some tickets for that coming up after 9. Also, Geauga County Fair is Labor Day weekend. We have tickets for that. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in about 10 minutes. AJ in Macedonia is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. AJ, good morning.
Good morning.
The rules, super quick. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to get all these right, AJ?
I am ready.
Question one. Taylor Swift announced that she's dropping a new album. After it drops, it will be how many albums for Taylor?
This is a shot in the dark. 20.
Question two. As of today, they are the most commercially successful director of all time. Movie director.
Man, normally I get these questions, no problem. Today it's tough. We'll go with Spielberg. I know that's wrong.
Question three. Ohio State is the Buckeyes. Ohio U is who?
The Bobcats.
Question four. It's a ring of light that's shown around the head of a holy person. It's also the name of a Beyonce song.
Halo.
Final question. A man by the name of King Gillette received the patent for this back in 1895. What was it for?
The razor.
All right, AJ, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? AJ, how do you think you did today?
3 out of 5.
You did better than that.
Oh, nice.
4 out of 5 today. AJ wasn't confident, Alyssa, but he did very well. 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I heard. That's really good. Don't love that for me, but good job.
Thank you.
Alyssa needs 4 correct to tie, 5 to win. Here we go. Taylor Swift announced that she's dropping a new album. After it drops, it will be how many albums for Taylor?
12.
12 is correct. As of today, they are the most commercially successful movie director of all time.
Huh. Would that be... Oh, man. I don't know. I'm blanking.
Just guess. Guess a director.
I'm trying. I can't think of anybody. You don't understand how difficult it is to be on the spot like this.
All right. I got to buzz you. Steven Spielberg is the correct answer.
I couldn't think of a name to save my life, so.
Question three. Ohio State is the Buckeyes. Ohio U is who?
The Bobcats.
Bobcats is correct. Question four. It's a ring of light that's shown around the head of a holy person. It's also the name of a Beyonce song.
Halo, halo, halo.
All right, halo is correct. So at this moment, we are tied at 3. The final question is coming up. If Alyssa gets it, she ties AJ today and avoids the loss. If she misses this question, then AJ wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Question five. A man by the name of King Gillette received the patent for this back in 1895. What was it for?
I feel like this is a trick question, but I'm going to say razors.
Why do you say a trick question? Why do you say it's a trick?
It feels obvious. Is it razors?
It is razors.
I'm so jaded at this point from this game. I never even trust my first instinct.
Sometimes the clues are in the question. I've said this a million times.
Yeah, but sometimes you trip us up.
All right, so we're going to have to settle with the tie today, AJ.
All right.
I'll take it.
However, we loved having you, and we also have tickets for the Geauga County Fair for you.
Perfect. My name is AJ, and I just flunked out Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.